Detest all those white men, if you will. But they were the ones who created the nation we inherited. Pat Buchanan, June 15th. America has witnessed a fairly intense campaign to remove or destroy statues memorializing revered and honored men of the Confederate States of America in 2017. And in the wake of George Floyd's murder by a policeman in Minneapolis, once again, America is seeing a broader range of destruction aimed at any and all statues, monuments, and memorials honoring all those men of impeccable character who had some part in making America exceptional. Rioting, looting, burning American cities, they're no longer enough. And in their ignorance of historical fact, they peddle their revisionist history without factual foundation. They also seek to destroy every last vestige, right down to the tiniest bit of American history, even the film Gone with the Wind. And all this while the police and the public officials just stand down and even encourage them. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America. Welcome to a special edition of The Edge on this 22nd day of June. I'm your host, Jeffrey Bennett, for the next hour. We have much to accomplish. Before I continue with this commentary, this afternoon I received something from a longtime listener, a follower, a reader of my work, not necessarily my work, but the works of many, many writers and authors on a range of our websites. And it's a news piece that came out. The Georgia City Council has asked the mayor to resign over a statement he made saying that privilege is wearing $300 Beats headphones while living on public assistance. The City Council of Bloomingdale, Georgia has asked the mayor to immediately resign over his comments, which he made on Facebook, ripping those he believes possess privilege. Mayor Ben Rozier's now deleted post in the Gossip Bloomingdale, Georgia Facebook group from Tuesday night appeared to be a response to the term white privilege. Let me share with you what Rozier wrote. What is privilege? Privilege is wearing $200 sneakers when you've never had a job. Privilege is wearing $300 Beats headphones while living on public assistance. Privilege is having smartphones with a data plan which you receive no bill for. Privilege is living in subsidized housing where you don't have a water bill, where rising property taxes and rents, energy costs have absolutely no effect on the amount of food you can put on your table. Privilege is the ability to go march against and protest against anything that triggers you without worrying about calling out of work and the consequences that accompany such behavior. Privilege is having as many children as you want, regardless of your employment status, and to be able to send them off to daycare or school that you don't pay for. Privilege is sending your kids to school early for the before-school programs and breakfast, and then keeping them there for the after-school program, paid for by the people who do have to deal with rising taxes and costs. You know, us, the so-called privileged, the ones who pay while you take and take and take. My friend's comment was, the city council needs direct physical confrontation over this. Hard action, more than words. And I will encourage it. And if people are too cowardly to repost what I post when I say it like it is, then they are the problem. Taking zero hard action against the communists at this point is going to be our doom. We need hard action. The new word for racist is white. You see, if one is white in America today, her radical element views one as a racist, and as such, every statue of any white person is a statue of a racist and is subject to being vandalized and pulled down. Decades of propaganda that taught blacks to continue to claim grievances against white people for the sins of slavery that happened centuries ago have now shown their grim results. And it is, my friends, a dark, dark day for all of America. Regardless of what part they played in America's founding, or even if they were simply those early explorers to the New World, none are now spared. From Christopher Columbus to Thomas Jefferson, Spanish conquistadore Juan de Onate, it is no longer the Confederacy under attack. And I warned you of this several years ago, that the Confederate statues were merely the beginning. These radical young Turks, my friends, desire the obliteration of Western principles in America and a clean slate so that they can create the nation as they believe it should exist. Casting aside history and all the astounding achievements of so many, along with those terrible deeds and the institutions of slavery and Jim Crow. In Richmond, Virginia, the capital of the Confederate States, a statue of Christopher Columbus was pulled down and thrown in nearby Fountain Lake. And the same scenario has played out over the past few years as America's radicals claim that Columbus represents genocide. And the Antifa and MLK and La Raza and Che Guevara commie types forcefully assert that Columbus's discovery brought the European invasion of the indigenous native Indian tribal lands, something that the entire United States has been experiencing from Mexico and Africa and the Middle East since 1965. All the nations of the globe have suffered an invasion of some sort at one time or another in their history. Why should the arrival of Europeans to the New World be seen as such a horrific historical event when such an exceptional country was birthed from it? These anti-American detractors are pure evil and solely interested in destroying a country and a system that gave rise to freedom for more people than any other system or nation in the entire history of all mankind. But some of these young Turks refer to Columbus as another notorious figure in the history of slavery. Even though 1492 far preceded the Black Kingdom of Dahomey, that created the black slave trade in the days that such a labor force was needed in the colonies. And yet facts are irrelevant to these madding masses, and their so-called truth is anything they pulled from their nether regions that is emotionally satisfying. So ignorant are they. It's surreal. Do they truly not know Columbus was merely searching for a new trade route to India, to China, to the Spice Islands? The radicals in the streets and their handholders in Congress are now also going after all U.S. military bases named after Confederate generals. Oh, and it won't end there. They'll go after the ones named after the non-Confederate generals and people as well. In continuing, understand, my friends, that nothing herein is an attempt in any way, shape, or form to justify the reprehensible and despicable evil of slavery or Jim Crow laws that were an inherent part of our heritage for much too long. It should have ended long before it did, but it should not have required a civil war and all that followed to see that black people were granted full rights as human beings from the very beginning. The second week of rioting across America was coming to a close when the radical Antifa and Black Lives Matter groups pulled down the statue of Thomas Jefferson in Portland, Oregon on June 14th, and they also defaced its base with vile graffiti and slogans. And even though Jefferson owned many slaves, the times were such that any move to free the slaves shortly after our war for independence would have virtually assured that the original 13 colonies never would have joined in common cause in a union of the states to form the United States of America. The three-fifths clause, counting slaves as three-fifths of a person for representation purposes, was a compromise, one founded in the evil that would not easily relinquish its hold on those early-day Americans. Now, Jefferson, the man who wrote the Declaration of Independence, noting that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, was also a fine common sense analyst of the complexities of the times. Regarding the incongruity between the words of the Declaration and the fact of slavery enshrined in the Constitution, in 1820 he would later write, "But as it is, we have the wolf by the ear, and we can neither hold him nor safely let him go. Justice is in one scale, and self-preservation in the other." Confederate statues have also recently been damaged and toppled in Mississippi, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee. Virginia's had the Richmond Howitzers Monument vandalized, the statue of Confederate leader Williams Carter Wickham toppled. The out-of-control lawless groups in Richmond even toppled the monument of Confederate President Jefferson Davis on June 10th, 113 days to the day of its dedication, on June the 3rd of 1907. Rioters in Portsmouth, Virginia beheaded the Confederate statues that encircle their Confederate monument on June 10th with no regard for the law. They acted preemptively because they were angry over Portsmouth City Council's decision to delay moving the monument. You see, my friends, the radicals are apoplectic over Jefferson Davis, who was the president of the Confederate States of America for approximately 4 years of a life very well lived. Most of his life was spent in the service of the United States of America as a military officer, a U.S. senator, and as a U.S. Secretary of War. And during his military career, he fought in the Mexican-American War, leading a successful charge against Fort La Teneria in the Battle of Monterrey. Davis was also U.S. President Zachary Taylor's son-in-law and argued against secession. statue of Davis was erected for very good reason. Ironically, while Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls for the removal of 11 Confederate statues in the Capitol, her own father, Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., dedicated monuments to two Confederate generals, Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee, during the year of my birth, 1948, when he was Baltimore's mayor. D'Alessandro suggested that people should be inspired by those men and should emulate Jackson's example and stand like a stone wall against aggression in any form that would seek to destroy the liberty of the world. Congressional Democrats in this nation are now also wailing and screaming for all military installations and ships bearing the names of Confederate generals like Bragg and Benning and Hood to be renamed. Initially, President Trump insisted he would not even begin to consider such a move, since very often these places were the last places seen by those fighting men who were sent to Europe, in Asia, in the Middle East, over the decades. And in the words of White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, to suggest these forts were somehow inherently racist and their names need to be changed is a complete disrespect to the men and women. But unfortunately, Trump is now revisiting the matter as if he might be open to renaming them. And this developed shortly after the Senate Armed Services Committee approved Senator Elizabeth Warren's amendment to the annual military spending bill by a voice vote that would require the Defense Department to change the names of all installations and assets named for Confederate leaders. And incredibly, even some GOP senators such as John Kennedy of Louisiana are standing ready to help push this anti-American rename agenda. And as we opened with words of Pat Buchanan, noted author, former consultant to Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, and Ronald Reagan, recently observed that liberals will fight for the right of Marxist radicals to burn the American flag to show their hatred of it, but it cannot tolerate working folks flying the battle flag of the Confederacy to show their love of it. 12 days ago, on June 10th, HBO Max announced it was removing the film Gone with the Wind from its movie library. 1939 movie, my friends. One of the best all-around stories one might ever watch on the big screen, or even your 13-inch television, or your laptop, is based on a best-selling novel that romanticized the Civil War. HBO has stated it could bring the movie back after some discussion of its historical context and importance. In part, the Democratic Party's goal is to once again hijack the narrative by presenting a one-sided view of American history that is now ascendant as the nation's official truth, something they are challenged to deliver in reality. You see, they want all Americans to see the South's secession from the Union as an act of treason, based in an ideology of white supremacy. Far from the revisionist historical idiocy peddled by the anti-American media and their communist ilk and Antifa and Black Lives Matter, the Civil War was the result of irreconcilable differences over states' rights, economic policies. Yeah, slavery was a part of it. And a long litany of other complex issues. And the resulting defeat of the Confederacy was a crucial turning point in U.S. history. And even General David Petraeus has succumbed to the same brand of idiocy, accusing Lee of treason without regard to the fact that it was Lincoln who violated the Constitution by invading sovereign states who had freely joined the Union and had the inalienable right to freely leave the Union. Any treason was committed by Lincoln to force the Union upon the secessionist states, regardless of Lincoln's noble or ignoble intent. These ignorant revisionists, my friends, shouting fascism, fail to understand that in the days of the Civil War, the general view was one's home state was one's country. The U.S. Constitution gave governing powers to the sovereign states, and anything not specifically granted to the federal government by the Constitution fell under the auspices of the states. But then all of this changed after Lincoln's War, and largely independent states became vassals of Washington, D.C. My general, Robert E. Lee, a graduate of West Point, spent a lifetime fighting wars for the United States against the frontier Indians and the Mexicans as a Union officer. Lee had no plantation or 200 slaves, as falsely asserted by some graduates of the public pool system who simply wished to defame the good general. And he was so highly regarded that Lincoln first offered him the Union command when the Civil War appeared to be inevitable. But Lee was a Virginian, and so he refused to lead an army to invade his country, his home, to ensure his fellow Virginians were not force-marched back into the Union that they had just voted to leave, as was their right as a free people. Lee, you see, simply fought for independence, the same as George Washington, who had owned slaves most of his life. That should not disqualify Lee from the company of decent men. Far too many Americans, my friends, including some Republicans, in their rush to jump aboard the Purge America wagon, seem to forget our Declaration of Independence, set America's course, and enabled her to become this exceptional country that has created more liberty for more people worldwide in the entire history of all mankind. The Constitution carried the mechanisms that eventually moved America to free the black people from slavery and end Jim Crow laws. And although our nation and culture would fight and endeavor over the centuries to rise to meet its creeds, inherent within our founding document was equality for slaves and the poor and the indigenous Native American Indians, women, and the unborn children. Our founders had a dream that one day all Americans would live free and equal, regardless of race or creed or the color of one's skin. The dream that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would echo on August the 28th of 1963. On May the 8th of 2017, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice told Fox News, "I am a firm believer in keep your history before you. Confederate heroes should be viewed in the context of their time instead of through the prism of modern values." But you see, all of this is smoke and mirrors, utilized effectively by the Democrats and their evil cronies, their brown shirts in the streets. The Declaration of Independence and the fine oration of Dr. King do not mean a damn thing to this new breed of American who haven't any real answers other than to cry for America's downfall and hope something better rises from the chaos and the ashes. But you see, America could destroy every Confederate monument and rename all 109 public schools carrying the name of Lee or Davis or some other Confederate icon to the Martin Luther King Jr. or the Webb Dubois Middle School, and that would still not satisfy the left, especially the Black Caucus and some Black and Hispanic communities across America. They would continue this cultural cleansing aimed at white society, and behind their remorseless drive against white culture is an egalitarian extremism rooted in hate and envy. Constitutional conservative-minded Americans, all Americans who love this country, must stop this recently accelerated movement to erase America's heritage in its entirety, because it's nothing more than a tool used by the racist of the regressive Democratic Party and the Black Caucus and their foot soldiers in Antifa and BLM to gain more power and destroy this constitutional republic. Their campaign, as always, uses white supremacy as the excuse to attack the Western Judeo-Christian principles that built this nation. And as we ask again, where will this all end? Most of us already know that it doesn't end until the radicals have destroyed us, or the good and the decent Americans have stopped them. in their zeal to create a sanitized fantasy world where every bad thing to ever happen in America's history was Whitey's fault. And the Democratic Party and their radicals in Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the anarchists and the nihilists in general are destroying American and Black history and eliminating anyone and anything that they deem racist from the public square and the annals of history. The radicals, my friends, are racing full steam ahead to destroy Western civilization and America's founding, in order that they may seize the reins of power and create their hellish vision of an authoritarian socialist regime in America. It is so greatly distressing for any true American patriot to see her traitors working doubly hard to destroy her every day. And each day, I pray that God delivers America a miracle that may avert us from certain disaster. Justin O. Smith. It has been an interesting relation I've had with Mr. Smith over the years. It has not been until about the last 6 or 8 months that he has begun to write more and more of historical related pieces. And there was the time that he wrote more about things that were a little bit more local. His expansion as a writer has been pleasantly shocking. This particular piece he submitted to me the other night, and somehow I saw it and I acknowledged it, and then I missed it and didn't get it posted until last night. The last Well, let's let it go at that. It's a powerful piece. It doesn't matter if you're from the north, the south, the east, the west, or Alaska, or Hawaii, or wherever, my friends. The fact of the matter is we are facing, in so many respects, the end. And what angers me is that most people sit back. Well, when's somebody going to do something? Cut the crap. Do people understand? We are the ones that have to do something. You're going to sit back and wait for your politicians and the local police to do it for you, to protect you? Those days are over. They are over, and they're going to stay that way, maybe forever, because we're doing nothing. We're waiting for someone else to do it. Wow, how cool is that? Waiting for someone else to do it. Well, people, there is no one else. What amazes me is the radical increase in the sales of guns in this country. Who's buying them? If you're buying them just to set them on the shelf, just to say, I've got it if I need it, then you're an idiot. My suspicions are it's the enemy that's buying it. If you're a member of Facebook, go on Facebook. I'm cutting back on my time on Facebook because it sickens me. It absolutely sickens me to see what the hell's going on in this country. Doesn't it sicken you? Oh, but that's okay. Because you tune in every day and every night to be entertained, don't you? I'll be back. Sing what must be sung. And I don't give a damn about a greenback, a dollar. Spend it fast as I can for a wailing song and a good guitar. The only things that I understand, oh boy, the only things that I understand.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
It's called I Sang Dixie. I sang Dixie as he died. People just walked on by as I cried. The bottle had wrapped in of all his rebel pride. So I sang Dixie as he died. He said away down yonder in the land of cotton, old times they ain't near as rotten as they are on this damned old L.A. street. Then he drew a dying breath and laid his head against my chest. Please, Lord, take his soul back home to Dixie. And I sang Dixie as he died. People just walked on by as I cried. The bottle had wrapped him of all his rebel pride. So I sang Dixie as he died. He said, listen to me, son, while you still can. Run back home to that southern land. Don't you see life here is done to me? Then he closed those old blue eyes and fell limp against my side. No more pain. Now he's safe back home, Dixie. And I sang Dixie as he died. People just walked on by as I cried. The bottle interrupted him of all his rebel pride. So I sang Dixie as he died. I sang Dixie as he died. Thank you.
We'll get
the
song,
get the band back out here.
Dixie by Dwight Yoakam. Could have many meanings today. As he died, or as we die, as a nation, as a people. No, I don't agree with everything that government does or presidents do, and damn sure not our elected idiots at the federal level, the city level, the county level, or anything else. But a lot of that's taken place because we, the people, have not done not a damn thing. We just keep going back, voting the same old thing. You know, I got a piece of mail a couple of weeks ago. And over the last 5 or 6 years, I've continued to receive a similar piece of mail for a friend of mine who used this address for a number of years, who is deceased. Now, he was a registered Democrat. Well, guess what I got the other day? And I continue to send notes that he's deceased. I gave him his date of death, where he died, et cetera, et cetera. They choose to ignore it. But what I received the other day was an application to be able to vote by mail for everything. Well, my God, I could have gone ahead and just signed his name and cast my vote for him or against him. This is what's going on. Whose fault is this? It's ours because, oh, we're registered, so we don't care. We'll just tolerate whatever methodology of voting that we're going to get when it comes up. Well, unfortunately, that piece disappeared in my house. There may be one place it still is. I want to get a hold of my elected representatives and my state senators, and I want to go down and have a talk with them. These are the reasons. These are the reasons that all registered voters must be canceled right now. It must be done immediately. And everyone is going to have to re-register. Not by mail. They're going to have to re-register in person, showing the proper identification. Every single pillar on which this nation has been built, my friends, political, economic, social, it's all under attack. Radical leftists are pushing the creation of a mad, dysfunctional Marxist monstrosity. None of these punks will read history to understand what's happened to a nation that this has happened to. Ah, but they've been educated by the socialists. Don't ever allow your children and grandchildren to return to the public education system again. Never. The Marxists are winning. And that's what Black Lives Matter really wants. But then you see, I'm not so totally sure Black Lives Matter isn't being used. Marxists, you see, have a genius for the use of language as misdirection. What do you call a place where you lock up your political opponents and make them do hard labor? Subject them to an endless barrage of propaganda and then kill them if they still resist. It's called a re-education camp. I mean, kind of sounds like adult summer school. Kind of sounds like our public school system, doesn't it? What do you call a mass movement where you turn loose mobs of your supporters to destroy institutions and spread terror and kill your political opponents? The Cultural Revolution. Kind of like a Chinese Burning Man, maybe, huh? What do you call an organization wherein young people are indoctrinated, taught to revere the state above all other institutions and, if necessary, to inform on their own parents? Well, technically, they're called the Young Pioneers. I mean, you know, like Russian Boy Scouts, but I unfortunately tend to refer to them as the students in the public education system. What do you call a movement dedicated to the destruction of the existing social, political, and economic order in the United States? Black Lives Matter. That's what it is. But I still doubt it. All over America, millions of Americans are marching, chanting Black Lives Matter slogans in recent weeks. And they all believe that they were advancing the cause of equal justice under the law. Likely very few of them fully understand the actual agenda of the BLM movement and its goals. You see, the Black Lives Matter movement was founded by three black women who have described themselves as trained Marxists. Its agenda is revolutionary and almost unbelievably radical. And this is what it includes. A moratorium on the construction of all prison, jail, and detention facilities in the United States. Which, that one doesn't bother me. There's too damn many of them anyway. A complete end to the use of jails, prisons, detention, and civil commitment facilities. The full defunding of the police, the end of police forces in this country as we know them. The agenda to explicitly note that police forces will not be replaced by contract or private security. They want to end both bail and pretrial detention. They want an immediate end to all detention deportations, immigration and customs enforcement raids, ICE, roving border patrols, private and public immigration detention centers. They want divestment from immigration enforcement institutions, corporations, border militarization apparatus, including Customs and Border Patrol, CPB, Department of Homeland Security. They want the legalization of prostitution. Universal health care with a specific focus on the generational trauma which contributes to the war on black health. They want reparations for past and continuing harms. This means expressly not simply payments for harm associated with the institution of slavery, but they want payment for things like the denial of access to high-quality educational opportunities, the wealth extracted from black communities, food apartheid. They want free access and open enrollment to all public colleges and universities, free housing, transportation, child care, health care, food for all students. I like the one about the open enrollment to all public colleges and universities. They've got access to enrollment. Unfortunately, most of them, their grades don't measure up to being allowed entrance to those universities and public colleges. Oh, they want a guaranteed minimum livable income for all black people. Oh, does that mean I won't have to, my taxes are going to go lower? Universal voter registration, automatic voter registration, same-day voter registration, the enfranchisement of all previously incarcerated people, voting rights for undocumented people, and a ban on any disenfranchisement laws. They want a restructuring of the tax codes to ensure a radical and sustainable redistribution of wealth. Divestment from the use of fossil fuels and investment in community-based sustainable energy solutions. They want a cut in military expenditures, a reallocation of those funds to invest in domestic infrastructure and community well-being. Don't misunderstand. Some of these things I tend to agree with. But the part and parcel and the all or nothing garbage ain't going to cut it. They want disruption of the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement and its replacement with a system of extended families and villages that collectively care for one another. Huh? According to Black Lives Matter, America is merely an empire that uses war to expand its territory and power. Israel is an apartheid state and is guilty of genocide against the Palestinians. That one I agree with. Black Americans, per Black Lives Matter, should identify with the liberation movements around the world. This is not a movement focused on equal justice and reform within the existing system. This is a radical Marxist group which is waging war on what it characterizes as white supremacy, imperialism, capitalism, patriarchy. Black Lives Matter seeks nothing less than the complete and total destruction of this nation as we know it and its replacement with a socialist nation characterized by mass indoctrination and radical ideology. But here's the really scary part, folks. It's working. And at its core, Black Lives Matter counts on the fact that large portions of this population, businesses, and even more politicians will be afraid to oppose them for fear of being labeled as racist. And they're right. All over America, wealthy financiers donate to the cause. Corporations scramble to outdo themselves in groveling and begging forgiveness for perceived wrongs. The mayors and the governors and members of the U.S. Congress join in, eager to mouth the words, Black Lives Matter, and be perceived as woke and on the right side of history. Every single pillar on which this nation has been built, political, economic, and social, is under attack. In the place of the most successful nation state the world has ever seen, radical leftists are pushing the creation of a mad, dysfunctional Marxist monstrosity. And right now, as we sit paralyzed and tongue-tied, the Marxists are winning. According to Black Lives Matter, America is an empire that uses war to expand its territory and power. Well, some of this we've already covered. For some odd known reason, it kind of, you know, recanted itself. I'll need to get a hold of my friend who owns this website and let them know. My friends, there is a statement made, Charles M. or Charles S. or Sam Faddis, senior partner, Artemis LLC, former CIA officer, 30 years experience in the conduct of intelligence operations in the Middle East, the Southeast, and Europe. His last assignment prior to retirement in May of 08 was head of the CIA's Terrorist Weapons of Mass Destruction Unit. He took the first CIA team into Iraq in the summer of 02 in advance of the invasion of that country and has worked extensively in the field with law enforcement, social security forces, local security forces, special ops teams. Since retirement, he's written extensively, provided training to a wide variety of government and private entities, appears regularly on radio and television shows. None of it really matters. Charles is the author of that which I've just shared with you. I mentioned earlier that I have a Facebook account. I've spent a lot of years there. A lot of times it's in the early days, it was more for fun, stay in touch with friends, etc. And then I began to expand things, began to use it as a place to post many of the things that I publish on our various websites, chiefly Metropolis.cafe, which, by the way, a couple of interesting pieces we've recently posted. In fact, one of them we talked about last week, this business about Aunt Jemima and canning it. Her ancestors, or those who've come before her, her descendants, and family members have come out against this. And their reasons are quite interesting. I've got them saved. I'm going to add them to the previous piece. Interesting piece we published about Benjamin Salinas Westrup over at Metropolis, entitled The Strange Turns of Life. The writer is a man who writes predominantly about economic issues. He's from Mexico, Hugo Salinas Price, a man I have massive respect for. He's so damn brilliant, it's unbelievable. And I believe that Salinas Price is maybe nearing the end of his life. I think he's got some health issues. He does not speak about it. But then he came out and wrote this interesting article called The Strange Turns of Life. We're all facing strange turns of life. It's an interesting piece to read. Metropolis.cafe. Also, something I would normally publish on Morgana Precious Metals, an article entitled 1864 Gold Speculation. Unfortunately, it gets back into more of Mr. Lincoln, but that's what was taking place back then. So you want to take a look at some of those kind of things. Very, very interesting article. I published it, drkelly.info, which is, I think this actually was written by a man who's submitting his work to me every week now. It's called The Body Acid, Base Balance, and Why It Is So Important. Strongly urge you to read it. And if you care to, directly underneath it is a heading called June 25th, 2017, Special Broadcast. I actually did something very rare. I was a guest on someone's program. It was a health-related discussion. To kind of go back to some of the comments I made strictly, oh, by the way, there's a video I published this afternoon on Federal Observer. And it's a YouTube video about a black man who is on the street using every foul letter possible, harassing Trump supporters. How he has then responded to by one of those Trump supporters. A very intelligent, well-spoken black man. The video I've entitled, You Ever Been on a Plantation? Take a look at it. Much, much more we've got published. Much follows so much of what we've done. Article entitled, Trained Marxists, Communists Preserve Their Own Power, to Hell with Everyone Else. Mark Adam Dwyer's latest piece called Against Reconciliation, something I was going to share today, but I realized I needed to put that one off. For those of you who served in country with me, the video we published late last night called The Jungle Beckoned, and we answered the call. Comments I made toward the end of the first half hour I was extremely serious about. These are amongst the problems we face in this country. Most of the problems we face in this country exist because we sat back and did nothing. Some years ago, John Stadtmiller was doing his program one night, and he got angry at the audience, having to do with contributions and donations to keep the word of this network alive and moving forward. And his comment was, if I don't get your support, I'll just shut the GD thing down. And those were his words. John asked me to fill in for him the next night, and I've told this story many times. And it's because of a single call that I took that night that I almost never take callers anymore. And the guy called in and said, well, I listened to John last night, but, you know, I listen to y'all all these hours of the day, and if you go off the nail, I don't know what I'm going to do if y'all shut down. I said, how many hours a day do you listen? Oh, probably 14, 16 hours a day. I said, why? Why don't you take some of those hours and do something about facilitating the needed change in this country? You can't just tune in and get entertained all the time. Far too many broadcasters around the world today and around this country are entertainers. They're not hitting the hard nail on the head on the nail. You've got to take some of those hours and do something to protect, to facilitate change, people. And that, in effect, is basically what I said to the man. I've done my share of entertaining. But right now, gird up your loins. Prepare for battle. But be prepared to do something about it. Go ahead with it, man. Lord willing, I'll be with you tomorrow. Get down on your knees tonight. Maybe say a few prayers. Ask for some guidance. I'll see you.
Hanging on to hope. When there is no hope to speak out. In the wounded skies above. Say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time. Do you think we have time? Hand. Oh, we hold on to what you can. And charity, charity is the coat you wear twice a year. Yeah, this is the year of the guilty man. Your television takes a stand, and you find that what was over there is over here. So you scream from behind your door. Say what's mine is mine and not yours. I may have too much, but I'll take my chances. Say, I sang it 20 years and a day. Cause nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flames. It's hard to love. Jesus has so much to hate. Hanging on to hope. There is no hope to speak out. In the wounded skies above. Say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.